Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Coach McVay Show presented by Microsoft Surface. I'm JB Long with DeMarco Farr and the head coach of your Los Angeles Rams, Sean McVay. They're home for two games in 5 days, in fact, at SoFi Stadium, Washington and New Orleans coming up. But we'll review the trip to Baltimore first. And it's been a little quiet around here on this Monday. I understand you gave the players a couple extra hours to regroup for what's ahead down the stretch.
Yeah, it was a long trip back. You know, we didn't get back until late. Thought it was important to get them in here, get them, you know, a lift in their treatment, and then be able to get them out. I thought they competed hard, did a lot of really good things, some things that we can definitely learn from, but thought the most important thing was let's get them rested, rejuvenated, bring them back Wednesday, make the necessary corrections, and let's focus our energy on Washington.
You know, it's a hell of a way to win a game on a punt return, but I thought, and it's crazy, I said this during the broadcast, here we are sitting watching this young team grow up, and you took them to Baltimore, and here they are going nose-to-nose with one of the best teams in the league. I mean, that's something. Even though it's not the results you wanted, you have to be pleased with that sort of effort and what you saw.
Yeah, I was proud of a lot of things, and you know, but that's what we expected of this team. They've earned the right to feel confident, to go in and play the way that they did, and I thought there was a lot of really good things that we can move on and be able to use, you know, to our benefit as we try to finish up the season the right way. And then there's some things that we'll be able to clean up, all of which is correctable. But to put yourself in those positions is such a credit to our players. And I think there's plays that we could have made to be able to change the outcome of the game. It didn't go down the way that we wanted it to, but it is always about your response. And that's the most important thing. It's okay to be frustrated, to be pissed off because you come that close and you felt like you did enough things to really put yourself in a position where you're closing out that game. And I know coaches and players feel that way, but let's channel our energy in the right direction.
We always focus on the three and a half hours that decide outcomes, but yesterday reminded me of just how much work goes into the week to get on that plane and have that disposition and that game plan to take on a team like the Ravens. How pleased were you with the week of preparation in anticipation of week 14?
I was really pleased, and I was pleased with the way that our guys handled the ebbs and flows of the game. I mean, you're talking about 9 lead changes. You're talking about overcoming a lot of adversity. You're talking about just being able to be in the moment, play off of one another, and they did that, and they stayed connected, and that is a great atmosphere and environment. That's as complete a football team as there is in the National Football League, and our guys know that they're capable of playing at that level, but we got to be able to finish those types of games. But again, I'll keep saying it over and over again, as frustrating as that is, that game's over with and we can't allow the Ravens to beat us twice.
I've been to that stadium a few times. I've never heard it so quiet. I mean, you did exactly what you needed to do to take the crowd out of the game and win the football game. It's just like you said, the result wasn't what you wanted. So moving forward, you're a quarterback. Unreal. You can tell he's back to health, and the way he's timing some of those deep balls, seeing Cooper Kupp come underneath those. I mean, wow. Sky's the limit when you have a quarterback playing like that.
Yeah, he's playing really well. I think he's seeing the field excellent. I think he's doing a great job of getting a variety of different playmakers involved. I think we're at our best when the ball gets spread around. And had some crucial and critical, you know, handling of blitz situations or where he's getting pressure and throwing some balls off adrift. It's great to be able to see Cooper make his plays. Puka got involved, and then DeMarcus Robinson, you know, Davis Allen, obviously, but Matthew was leading the charge, and he had great command all day.
Great catches everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The one with Puka when he laid out. I mean, geez, come on, man, really?
Yeah.
Circus catch after circus catch.
Absolutely. No, and guys, you know, they play for each other.
Yeah.
I think that's really powerful, but that was a big-time play by Puka to be able to, you know, get us down in the red area and then ultimately to be able to punch that in with DeMarcus to take the lead. This is a huge play for us.
You and Matthew have both talked about how hard he went to work this offseason on some of his biomechanics, like being nimble in and around the pocket. Is he playing as well, manipulating the pocket with his athleticism at 35 as maybe he ever has in his career?
I think he's definitely shown examples of that, and I think he's feeling good. I mean, you look at the touchdown to DeMarcus Robinson where he's up. And then he's back out of the pocket. He's been able to, you know, just be able to buy himself a little bit of extra time on certain things when the pocket or the protection does break down a little bit. And I think he's doing a really good job with that.
9 runs to start the game?
That's how you start. Efficient runs.
You know, big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you should have kept running it, really, probably. But, you know, they did a good job. I thought Kyren saw the holes really well. He's such a tough physical runner. He's got great vision. I thought the guys were, you know, being able to stay connected. It was a bummer to be able to lose Hunter Long. I thought he was playing really well early on in that game. He and Rob are big-time players for us, and really Rob especially, but then also Hunter. It was great to be able to see him get some confidence, play well, and I hated for him that he ended up getting injured on the punt.
What's the
It's an MCL. Oh, he'll be out for the rest of the year.
Oh, man. Yeah, ah, that's
a bummer.
Terrible. Yeah.
And Rob?
Rob's a groin. So, you know, those are fickle injuries, as we all know, and whether he's available this week or not, you know, we'll just take it a day at a time with him. But if there's anybody that's going to turn over quickly, it'll be him. He was trying to come back in the game, but, you know, the surface and the way that you need to be able to play. And I thought Joe Nopum did a nice job stepping in his absence. But, you know, we love it when Rob's out there. Mm-hmm. He makes such a big difference.
And Davis Allen stepping in for those injured tight ends had a career day, kind of like the preseason when he stepped into his own light. Seems like his future is very bright.
Yeah, he did a really good job. I think there, you know, I mean, you look at it, I want to say Nick Cayley said he had a combined just under 40 snaps in all the games combined going into that game, and then he plays over 50 yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so he got a lot of experience in a short amount of time. One of the things you can feel when you watch him, it's not too big for him. He's been in a lot of big-time games at Clemson, made four big-time catches for us. They were all really critical plays for us. Thought he did some good things in the run game and in protection and some things we can improve upon, but I love his game day demeanor. He's got great soft hands. He's got a great feel for the game. He's going to be a good football player.
What was that one in the middle of the field? Was that towards the end?
Route. Yeah.
Oh, sweet catch.
Seam route. It was a great connection by he and Matthew right there versus the blitz, and Matthew recognized it and did a great job at delivering a big time throw.
That's a 10 degree of difficulty. Nice catch. Great catch. Unbelievable. How'd the O-line do? The button guy.
They did good. You know, yeah. I mean, you look at it, that defense is
loaded.
You know, they're loaded. Yeah. They're really well coached. They play excellent on all three levels, and you see why a lot of the accolades that they've received are earned and come with a lot of merit. And when you feel their presence, you know, they've got some really disruptive guys. I thought the line did a nice job. I think there's some things, like I've said, and I'll say it over and over again, we can always improve. Mm-hmm. Starts with myself, but I thought they competed hard. I thought they were ready to go. I thought they had the right look in their eye, and then there was some good production in both phases that we can move forward with.
Three explosive touchdowns going the other way as some guys got loose for the Baltimore Ravens. Rush and cover go hand-to-hand, though. So when you say, like, the secondary had a tough day of it, was that true, or was it really some breakdowns getting to the quarterback and finishing those rushes as well?
You know, it's always about team defense. There was some uncharacteristic communication errors. And I think that's going to be really the theme for our team, you know, and I take, you know, I think that starts with us, you know, to see some of those things occur. We've got to do a better job. Starts with me and then really with the coaches, and then echoes down to the players, because we got the right kind of guys. They're so conscientious. They're so thoughtful, and making sure that we're on the screws with just, you know, final coverage matchups. What are the types of different coverage contours and pressures that we're trying to bring? Same thing on the offensive side, whether it's ID protection, getting the cadence off, my communication into Matthew. I thought there were some things that we can do a better job of overall, but I got a lot of confidence in our defense, JB. I thought they made a lot of really good plays, but those plays that you alluded to were some uncharacteristic breakdowns that we'll clean up and we'll fix moving forward.
There's some big plays, but there's a lot of good ones in there. Versus the run, Lamar had to be special to get out a few times.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's some good plays on defense.
There was. Yeah. You know, it's a heavyweight fight. I mean, you're going to take your shots, and how you respond is the most important thing. And you know, I love the way that they ended up forcing the three and out in the first overtime. And then offensively, you get the ball and you got a chance to be able to go create, and we just didn't do enough. And then ultimately the game ends on a punt return. But there was a back and forth slugfest. There was a lot of good responses. There's a lot of things that we can clean up. But, you know, you give credit to a really good team. They forced some of those errors in communication. Mm-hmm. But those are things that I have tremendous confidence in our coaches and our players. And, you know, really myself, for us to be able to get that stuff cleaned up.
Quentin Lake back this week to kind of complete that mix in the back end?
Yeah, you know, we'll get him back involved, getting into the early parts of our prep with Washington. They do a good job. They present a lot of problems with their personnel and the way that they can spread the ball around. And so we'll look at how we want to try to defend them and where Quentin fits in the mix, into that mix.
Have you started the prep yet on Washington?
Yeah, a little bit.
On the plane? On the,
no.
The long plane ride home?
Yeah, that was way too long. Man. It was freaking brutal. I mean, Yeah, that yesterday was a very, I was so proud of this group and I love working with this team, but you know, you want so badly for us to be able to figure out a way to get over the hump and get those kind of results that we want, and you know you're close, but hey, let's move forward the right way. But yeah, that was a tough, frustrating one, and it was a long, too long flight back.
It should burn, though. I mean, you got guys going to the wire. I mean, going to their physical limits trying to win games. I mean, how can you not?
They're putting it all out there.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, and that's why you want to work that much harder to try to eliminate any gray, make it as clean as we can for them as possible, do our job within the framework of our responsibilities, and then ultimately give them a chance to go shine. And there was a lot of examples and instances where that was the case. And then there's certainly some things that we can do to help. And that's why you want to go back to work and focus this energy that you have in the right direction, because it can piss you off if you're not careful.
Yep.
How important was that building block for Lucas Haversick, and what's he wanting to do as a pro in this league?
Yeah, I loved his response. You know, you bring Mason Crosby in here, have a little bit of competition. He ended up doing a really nice job throughout the course of the week at practice, and then put him in some situations where you talk about crunch time kicks, whether it's making the extra points, whether it's making an extra field goal as basically almost time's expiring at the end of the game, or a 50-plus yard field goal in those elements. He was a stud. He responded the right way last week.
Yeah, he stepped right in the one and just banged it deep. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, that's the response you're looking for. I'm not sure if that's why you made the move, but I'm sure that's the response you're looking for when you're challenged.
It was. And and I think you give him a ton of credit, you know, and Chase and Spring as well. But he's the one that's got to go out and do the work and come through in those critical and crunch time moments. And he certainly did that yesterday.
How do you try to elevate that third phase for this final month of the season? Get more, get better out of your kicking game so that this group can get to where they want to go?
I think you identify where the problems are. You know, what are some of the downfalls or the pitfalls or some of the areas that we're coming up short, and you keep working. And we got a lot of young players that are playing in those phases. And, you know, it all goes hand in hand. Football is the greatest team sport that there is. But I think you take it one snap at a time. You look at each play as its own separate entity. And it wasn't all bad. We started the game out really well. They tried to take a kick out deep. We pin them down, you know, deep in their own territory. And that was a good start. And then for the rest of the day, it's touchbacks. And then you're really, you know, you're fair catching, or you're taking touchbacks in your kick return. And only times we were really competing was in the punt and punt return phases. And certainly those will be areas of emphasis that we can improve upon.
I got confused with the sack, with the when he let it go. You gave Byron Young the sack, and it wasn't a sack, and it took like 5 minutes to figure that out.
Yeah, there was a lot of technicalities with that, but ultimately
I'm glad he got the sack.
They couldn't overturn it, and then, you know, you feel like you're in pretty good situation right there with a third and long, and you know they got to score with a minute, you know, 28 or whatever it was left in the game, and they make a big-time play, and you credit those guys for being able to deliver right there.
Is there anything to be achieved with looking for a flag on the game-winning punt return? Like, is any minute of your time worth that energy?
I mean, I think you look to be able to create clarity in terms of what are the things that these guys are looking at, how it's being officiated. It'd drive you crazy because you see it and you think you understand exactly what should be called, but it wasn't. And there's going to be things like that that sometimes benefit us and sometimes don't. And our job is to try to take out the margin for error for imperfect situations like that. There was a lot of other opportunities to be able to make the play on that, given you know, punt return that wasn't exclusive to just that block in the back. We had 6 missed tackles on that play. We didn't get the location where we wanted. And so we'll learn from it. We'll move on. But, you know, I could sit here and be upset about it, but it is wasted energy, and you try to channel it in the right direction.
I'm with you. Like, you got to get the guy on the ground. No matter what happens, you got to get the guy on the ground, but it didn't happen. And maybe if you didn't get blocked in the back, maybe you would get him on the ground. Did I just say that out loud? I'm sorry. Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, I'm with you. That's the one thing
we'll never
I woke
know,
up,
will we?
Yeah, that's the one thing I woke up thinking about. Like, dang, maybe you should have called that one. But
there's a lot of things I woke up thinking about, and that wasn't really one of them.
That's not one of them.
But there's examples around the league, right? Like the NFL story, much as we're engrossed in our own game, is Kadarius Toney lining up offside for the Kansas City Chiefs. And I know you and your staff take those league-wide examples and teach your own players week after week after week. Do you not?
Yeah, and that's the goal. Is and there's always points of emphasis. And again, like, it's an imperfect thing. You know, some of these are judgment calls, and you know, all right, well, one crew might make a call and another crew might not, and really our job is to try to be able to, you know, teach the fundamentals, the techniques within each phase and how it's being officiated. We make certain specific examples of the points of emphasis because they're more in tune with making calls on things that, you know, are all encompassing to the game in different situations. And that's why you got to be a smart team. But really, when you do the things that you're capable of, there was a lot of other instances for us to be able to overcome and find a way to be able to push through. And it never comes down to just one play.
No doubt. I know this has become a meme in the NFL, like we're on to whatever, but you really are on to Washington. You can't let this beat you twice.
Because it's the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you said that we can change the outcome of Baltimore, yeah, well, then we'll do that. You know,
right.
but that outcome is done with. Now, what you can't ignore are the things that are going to be in alignment with what you're going to be asking your players doing moving forward. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to make those corrections. You got to be able to, you know, rip some of those band-aids off, whether it be coaches or players, and address those things. But you want to spend your emotional and physical energy in the right direction that's geared towards, hey, let's go get number 7. Let's stay in this race and let's keep playing good football. Because it wasn't, you know, they did play good football yesterday. You know, you give the Ravens credit for forcing some of the things that didn't go down the way they wanted to. There's a reason why that's a 10-win football team over there. They've done a lot of great things. They're a really good team. But we expected to go in there and win the game. And we're not going to apologize for those expectations. And I thought we played well enough to do it, and we didn't ultimately get it done.
Haven't asked about Tutu Atwell yet. Did he enter the concussion protocol?
He did. He entered the concussion protocol. He hit his head pretty good. He came in, seemed like he was, you know, taking steps in the right direction today. We'll continue to take him through that protocol, be smart about that, and we'll see what that means for his game status.
In the meantime, DeMarcus Robinson gives you something different, but gives you something very productive. The offense has looked good the more opportunities he's had these last
couple
weeks.
It has. He's done a really good job. I think Matthew and him have developed a good rapport over these last couple weeks. Big target, big catch radius. He's got a nice play energy about himself. I thought he made a handful of big plays again yesterday. The touchdown, he's winning some isolation routes on the outside that were some big plays. One in the 2-minute drill at the end of the game to kick a field goal. One on a third down that led to a scoring drive. And he is he's doing a good job competing without the ball. I really enjoy being around him. He's got a good energy for our team.
Is that a trust thing, quarterback receiver, or do you have to call plays? Hey, I want you to throw it to him.
That's a trust thing.
Yeah.
I think, you know, Matthew has some different options, and he does a great job of getting the ball where it should go. But there are certain instances where it's kind of a yes, no, or alerts based on whatever coverage the defense presents. And in those instances, those were, all right, I got a look and I might be able to go elsewhere, but I trust this guy. And I thought those two did a really good job in the times that they connected yesterday.
Did Odell offer you a copy of his sweatshirt?
You know, I didn't get a chance to go out early enough to see it. Veronica had told me about it, and it's a pretty cool deal. I'll be rooting for him the rest of the way now. He made some great plays that impacted the outcome, but like you guys know, I love Odell.
Yeah, it was awesome. He came to the hotel on Saturday night to say hi to some Rams. He was wearing his Super Bowl ring in the locker room. You're right, he handled that really well. One other bit from behind the scenes here in Thousand Oaks. You know, Steve Avila is going to go dress as Santa Claus and go over to the team party at the Agora offices today.
That's
help
awesome.
Celebrate Christmas.
I did not know that.
Those are the types of rookies
that you got
your roster.
There
now.
You go. That's a good. It's a good glimmer of sunlight in an otherwise frustrating day.
Yeah, no doubt. It's fun though. He's such a light. You know.
He is.
Yeah, he's so, and he's nasty
so
on the
did
field.
Did he basically volunteer for that role?
I think he did. You know, he's the kind of outward-looking person that's interested in what goes on the business side of the operations here, how many people pour into
that's
each
cool.
game week and each season. And he's got candy canes and a Santa outfit, and he's going to, I think, recruit some rookies to go with him. So
that's awesome.
I mean, like you said numerous times, disappointed that the win wasn't banked yesterday, but not demoralized by the way that they played or what's ahead for this team.
Absolutely.
So, a little Christmas cheer
and
hopefully two more wins under the tree before we hit the holiday.
How about four? How many we got left?
Well, two games in 5 days.
Before Christmas.
Before Christmas.
I want to win them all. Let's go.
You go.
Yeah.
You got to listen.
I heard him. I got him.
Now you did.
I let you take care of the officials. I keep track
of
the holidays.
Yes, sir.
Sean, I know you got a lot to do between now and then. Thank you for stopping
by.
Thanks, guys. As always, for the Coach McVay Show, presented by Microsoft Surface.